to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Good morning, this is Pastor Chaco. My message is Word of Eternal Life. This is part of the ministry of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. I want to continue the message we have been speaking about, the establishment of God's kingdom through His Son, Jesus Christ. Why God's kingdom? Because the world and the universe we see is created by God. According to the Bible, the Word of God, we have no other resources to find that who created the world. Bible, God, the Word of God, is the only text, only book, and it is true, it is complete, and it has been God spoken through His prophets, as I have described many times in the past, that God spoke through His prophets about how He did the job in His creation. We have discussed about Genesis. We have discussed about the fall of the first universe. The first universe was that something that we have never seen. The first universe was extraordinarily beautiful that God has made, as we understand from the Genesis chapter 1 and 1, verse 1, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now, as we all have with no difference of opinion, and we believe the theologians throughout the world believe that there was this first universe, and then the universe fell into darkness. And I have explained that from the light of the scriptures, that the falling down or darkness of the universe is due to the work of Lucifer. And I explained Lucifer was an archangel. He was a cherub. He was a covering cherub, means he was supposedly one of the cherub who covered the throne of God, described in the creation of the Ark of the Covenant, where two cherubims. Now, many theologians agree that this one cherub who was covering cherub, who was anointed cherub, who was Lucifer. And Lucifer had an intention to challenge God, as we don't know how many years where there was no time, in the time what we call timelessness. It is eternity where God lived with angels only. Now, Bible does not talk about how and when He created the angels, but Bible talks in the book of Job that God asks to Job, one of the questions is that, where were you when He created the universe? Or in other words, when the angels of God or the sons of God rejoiced at the universe creation. So that makes us to think that God made angels before the universe was created. Now, we are talking about the galaxies and more than 15 billion or more that numerous. Every day, the scientists claim they find a new universe. The world is good. The universe is growing, or it is expanding. Praise God. Now, the computer science, praise the Lord, man who has all the knowledge and wisdom said that it was Bill Gates. I have read it a few years back. I have written down his language of his conversation. he said about the fast growth of the universe that even his computers cannot keep up with such a fast growth of the universe. It's even faster than the computer can do in measurement or in action. So it is a phenomenal that we human brain cannot comprehend. Amen. And there were many scientists who have talked about this, the humongous, the size of the universe, and also it continue growing. Now God has once established this universe, and we don't know too much how it is growing or what is the purpose. None of those, because God has only given us what we need to know. Now it's us, our scientists, the ones who are exploring and increasing their knowledge. They're coming out and studying more and more and learning more things and telling their information to us. Now, it is most importantly, to God, it is not the universe, how big it is the humanity which is more important to him. Because we were fallen. Now, the first universe fell into darkness, because I will say that because the fact that God had to bring light to the earth after the water has been moved to a place called ocean and the earth and the dry land has been separated, and God has made it happen, and then he called the light. Now, this is a repetition I have mentioned many times, and I continue doing it because we are doing a review of everything. So God's world, God made, and then he made human in order for that purpose. God has recreated the universe and also organized all the galaxies, the stars and moon, everything. Now continue moving forward. Man has sinned against God, and Satan has taken upper hand, and he passed his own natures and characters and behaviors to humanity, and we may become sinful. The door of sin has opened to us, that we can see all the sins we can do. But before Adam and Eve sinned, it was not known to them. They became knowledgeable about evil and good, bad and good. So, so God said, now they were able to know about evil and know about good, that they will choose evil more than good, as I say, that from my own words, that God did not say that. God said that now man became like one of us, that he knows the bad and good. Now, before that sin occurred, Adam and Eve did not know how to do anything bad. They only know good. So now they are able to do good and bad, whatever they choose. And most of the time, the man chooses the bad. Man chooses what is influencing him more. Man chooses what is making him more happy, more entertaining, more enjoyable. The lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes, and the hate of life. And the things man wanted is enjoyment. So, which is what is called sin. Anything against God's will and anything against what God has talked to us through the scripture is called sin. Now, God's plan to redeem the universe, we talked about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has come as he has been promised. God Jesus came, and he took his birth in lowliness and in humility in order to teach us humbleness, in order to teach us that how we got to become like Christ. That is what God wanted from everyone. Simple, humble, honest, lowliness in heart and life. At the time Jesus came, the Jewish people missed God's standard. They went on by their own self-made standards. The laws of Moses and the Torah and the prophets, they did not honor, but they only claimed that they are the keepers of it. See, they are the keepers, but they were not the doers. But Jesus told them, you are not doing it. You pushing this on the people, but you don't, yourself don't do it. But they were never the one called the doers. So Jesus called them hypocrites. Matthew 23, verse 13 to 16, they claimed they are the followers of Moses, children of Abraham, John 8:39, John 9:28, the keepers of the law. They pay tithes in everything, you know, and their pride and arrogance destroyed their spirituality. Jesus said they laid heavy burden on people without even trying to lift them, Matthew 23, verse 4. This was very tragic, stubborn, unrepenting, rejecting salvation and all the sinful natures. See, this is called the sinful nature that Satan, the Lucifer, has placed on humanity, that passed on to them without any obstruction. It entered the human soul and spirit. And the desires is, man's desire is always doing evil. Now, how do you overcome to get over this desire? Only by the power of God, only by the Holy Spirit, only by obeying God's command and listening God. So, to establish the kingdom of God, God has planned in eternity. God decided if human fail, like the angels failed, praise the Lord, and they lost the glory of God, not all of them, a part of them, and they followed Lucifer and created the chaos which have been in the earth, which caused the flood, which caused the destruction of nations, which caused the destruction of a lot of other creatures. And Lucifer was very cunning and crafty, and he decided to defeat human plan by God. So the human fell into sin, right? And as he fell into darkness of spiritually. Now we have sun, moon, and stars, but we do have spiritual darkness in the world. As Jesus comes and he says, I am the light of the world. And this Jesus who became the light, this light was coming from the heavens, from the sky, from God, from the beginning. It says in the book of John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, he was the light. It was not John the Baptist who was the light. John the Baptist was only a preparer. He prepared the way of the Lord. But Jesus was the true light. He came because God's eternal plan of creating the universe in his way. He wanted to take control of the world which he created. Like I said, first it was Satan's failure, and then it was human's failure. Now we need to redo the world. Now God needs to take control of the universe. Now you think that why God didn't take control of the universe right away, immediately? Now, well, God has a plan. See, we do not know God's plan, all the plan, but we have a Bible, we have scripture, which tells how God is going to do this. It is written in the Holy Bible that God first wanted to redeem humanity. God first wanted to redeem man from his eternal destruction, eternal damnation, where he is going to get his reward for sin, which is death. The wages of sin is death. But God first wanted to redeem him, the spiritual death. The physical death is that will redeem only when Jesus returned. He said that I will raise him at the last day. Those who believe in him, in me, will have eternal life, and I will raise him in the last day. The last day is the day when Jesus Christ returned. See, Jesus Christ came, he did his mission. He did his work for humanity. He did the sacrifices and offerings which was prescribed in the law of Moses. All the five major sacrifices, every offerings required for man to be redeemed, as the Old Testament covenant has been said, but that covenant has been changed when Jesus fulfilled all those covenants. Jesus fulfilled all those sacrifices and offerings. Once he finished it, he had been buried. He was risen from the dead, and he sat at the right hand of the Father and interceding as a priest today. He is a priest, he is a prophet, he was also our Redeemer. Now he will return as a king, praise the Lord, which is what God's eternal plan. Now when he returns, he is going to capture his saints, the ones who are waiting for him, and the ones who died in his faith. Those who believed in him have eternal life. And he said, I will raise them in the last day. The last day is the day when God decided that his son Jesus Christ will return to the mid-air, where he received his saints. This is explained in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. And if someone who did not know that verse, please go and read how the return coming of the Lord will be. This is called the rapture. And also we read that in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 15. And please read about the resurrection of the dead. And also the ones who are living will be transformed. All together will rise to the midair to receive Christ. And from there, Jesus will take them to the presence of the Father. This is called the wedding of the Lamb. The Lamb is Christ. As John the Baptist said, here goes the Lamb of God, who has been set apart from the beginning, from the time before the creation of the world. As it says in the book of Revelation, the Lamb of God. God had planned that the Lamb of God will be slain. He will be crucified. He will pay the price for the penalty for all the sins of humanity. This was even before God created the world. This was already planned by God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. See, God knows things before things happen. He knows everything happened in the past, in the present, and in the future. So it has been already known. God knew what he was going to do. Some people say, if God knew why human being will sin, why did he create them? And then another person will say, why God made a tree of knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden, which that was not to be eaten. Its fruit was not to be eaten. And he commanded them not to eat it. Why did God do all those? Well, God created man in his image and likeness, which is what God was going to do. He is the sovereign God, and there is no one to question him that why he does this and why he doesn't do that. There is no such question. See, God is sovereign, and he made his decision to expand his family as from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to his presence, his character, his image and likeness into a person, a person with a body, in another word. I'm trying to get the right language here. A person with a body who will carry the natures of God, who will have the Spirit of God in him, and he will be a representative of God in the planet Earth, which is God's decision. That's a sovereign decision of God. Not any man have the right to say why God did this, why God did not do that. It is God who decided. And it is God who decided to make the garden such a way. And it was God's decision that man will search God, or he will stand with God, or he will not stand by God. See, the man was supposed to stand by God and obey God. It was tested that the man decided not to obey God. So this is what God does. He gives you the free will. Today you have the free will. You have the free will to do anything you want. You want to drink alcohol, you can have it. It is coming out of the fermentation process of wheat or barley or any of the grains, or also from the fermented grapes juice of the grape wine. So you can do either way. You can have them drink without fermented, or you can have it fermented that give you, make it toxic to your brain. And you can go to movie theaters and enjoy the pleasures of your movies, right? Now, I'm not saying there's good and bad, but many times there is bad included in the good. That's how Satan does it. And it trap you that you are in entertainment, enjoying. You are enjoying. See, aren't we supposed to enjoy? Well, you are supposed to enjoy with the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You have to enjoy in purity and holiness. You have to enjoy your soul and spirit with purity and holiness of God, as if you are the sons of God, if you are the daughters of God. You want it to be with God's family, you know. You don't want any pollution entering in your heart. That environment where you go, like the club and the drama and music and many other places which are really ungodly, where you will hear the words of ungodly men and women. You will see the lust of the eye. You will see the lust of your life and pride and everything. So you do that knowingly and say that, well, I am supposed to enjoy. Yes, you are, but in a way you can choose your right, what you want to do. Same thing with Adam and Eve. They have chosen which was prohibited for them. Now, God will establish his kingdom. First, he will redeem humanity from their sins. Second, God will give them a new body. See, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul explains how God is preparing a body for us in heaven. And that body will come, and when we will resurrect or when we will transform, that new body will take over our original body. And we will rise and we will get to heaven. So God will establish his kingdom. First, he will redeem us. Second, he redeem our bodies. Now, the third thing he will do, he redeem the world. He has to redeem the creations. He will redeem the people of the world after that, once those who will believe in him in his 1,000-year reign of the earth. So the kingdom of God Jesus talked about is very interesting. He said he will establish his kingdom. Praise the Lord. Amen. Christ will establish kingdom of God on earth forever, which is spoken in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. The kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, he shall reign forever and ever. Revelation 11, 15. Jesus said to to Pilate that his kingdom is not earthly. If it was earthly, his angels would have fought for it. This was about the spiritual kingdom that Jesus first created in our hearts, or he came from heaven. That is the spiritual kingdom. First, Jesus established the spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of God. First, he is preparing the citizens of the kingdom. That is what we are up to here now. First, God creates the citizens of the kingdom, and we will continue the message further. That if you like to support this ministry, please send your support to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. And our telephone number is 954-993-0491. And if you also like to send your gift, you can send it to WCNO 89.9, Palm City, Florida, and you can send here as well. And thank you for listening. May the Lord richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Another miracle. Now the only thing left to do is lift my hand.
Thank you, Lord,
for all you've done for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for
me. When everything's going wrong, you step right in. Stretched your hand of glory to me. Some way you're worth another miracle.